friends. Welcome back to the Sisters and Friends podcast. Happy Monday. Way to start your week off with some good advice, y'all. This is going to be such a good episode. I have two of my good friends on this podcast, also teammates on the LO team. They are representing and they are just so much fun. So without further ado, welcome to the podcast, Elizabeth and Olivia.
Hello.
Hello.
Y'all, they literally are so much fun. I can't wait for y'all to get to know them. But before we even get started into all the things, help us get to know y'all by sharing how the two of y'all met.
Gosh, okay. Yeah. We were thinking about this earlier. Yeah, I feel like I'll start. She'll tell her side too. So I was going, this was our sophomore year in college.
Yep.
Very beginning of our sophomore year in college.
Yeah, but we went to high school together. So we knew of each other.
But y'all were really friends in high school?
We weren't like best friends. I knew her as homecoming
queen. Oh my
gosh. She was homecoming queen. I was like, Elizabeth Mercer,
We were friends. We kind of ran in like similar circles, but we also went to a really big high school. So it was like, you know, but we got into college. And so the very beginning of our sophomore year, I was going through a tough time, like tough. And I'll probably talk about that later. But like, I remember the college ministry I went to, I knew that Olivia went there and I didn't know anyone there. And I was thinking, okay, I don't even know Olivia that well, but I was like, I'm gonna just text her to see if I can go sit with her. So I texted her, like not even knowing her well, got there that night. And of course, knowing Olivia now, Olivia was like, yes, come sit by me, like so bubbly. And I was like, okay, perfect. So I got in her car, y'all literally started spilling everything about my life. Did not even know her that well.
The hot seat.
Oh no, literally. And she just like took it all in. And that was like the first thing I noticed about Olivia. She was just like so slow to listen. And that just meant so much to me. Well, it's true. And she just let me talk and talk. Then we went to church. And after that, we got so close.
Yep. Like, we clicked really, really quick.
Yeah, we started like...
Haven't looked back since.
But every Wednesday night after that, we would stay the night. I would come stay the night at her apartment. So that's when we started getting really close. We're like, every Wednesday night. Never missed a
Then
Wednesday.
She moved in.
Moved in, yeah.
That's kind of how it happens. I remember when Lainey and I became really close, she would just stay the night with me. And it got to the point where she was staying with me every single night. I was like, why don't you live here? Yeah. And so she moved in. So
Well, she didn't actually move in. But for Christmas, I got her like a little box with pajamas and like the loofah. So kind of.
So funny. I was like, I need to start paying rent because I'm here every night.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh, I love it. Do you have the same story or is it different from your side?
Well, I mean, basically the same, but whenever Elizabeth came in my life, like, we really did click so fast, and we just, it was like, from that time that she came and sat in my car, we were just, like, together, what was that, like, 4 years ago? Like, ever since? Wow. And I don't know, it was just a very easy friendship to just start and just maintain.
I love that. And I love about it is that it started off with, like, so much vulnerability. And I really do think that that is what makes, like, close friendships. Because it's the same with me and Lainey. It's like, we, you know, I don't do that with all of my friends that I meet. It's not like, oh, well, I meet you and then we become, like, best friends. It's actually, like, such a rare thing that that actually happens. But when Lainey and I met, she was going through a breakup, and it was, like, the hardest season. Was that true?
Me and Lainey, baby.
Okay, now we're getting to the juice. I truly
believe that that, like, brings you closer to somebody, too.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
I didn't have anyone in my life at that point where I was, like, I can just really talk to them, like, open up and stuff. And that's when I got in her car and just told her everything. I had just gone through a breakup and it was a long-term relationship. And I remember thinking my world had just crumbled. And Olivia, I know that the Lord sent her into my life at the perfect time because she was the exact friend I needed. One that would just listen and just pour into me.
That is so cool. Okay, let's stop here for a second because there are so many girls listening right now who are, one, in college and looking for a community. And so we'll talk about that. But also, too, like, going through breakups, going through hard things, going through, like, life, like, altering moments of, like, I thought my life was going to go this direction, and now all of a sudden it's going this direction. I feel like college is filled with those moments. Yeah. So, like, okay, looking back, what advice can you give for, like, the girl who's, like, whoa, like, my whole life is changing? Like, what advice would you give as far as, like, diving into community? How did you get out of that season?
Gosh, it's crazy. Like, literally how you were just phrasing some of those things, how you're like, I expected my life to go one way, and it went a completely different direction. I remember, like, I would write in my journal literally those exact words. Like, God, I was expecting my life to go this way. I had my whole life planned out. And that honestly would probably be my biggest piece of advice for someone going into college if I could go back and tell myself to, like, let your plans go. Because, like, that's honestly, God has such bigger and better plans than you could make for yourself. And I realized that in that season. And I'm so glad that God took me through that season. For a long time, I was like, God, why am I in this? Like, what are you doing? And I know that before that moment even happened, I had experienced a moment where I was not close to the Lord. So I don't know who is listening, who has gone through a breakup. Maybe before the breakup, you weren't close to the Lord. Maybe that has drawn you closer to the Lord. That was my story. But I was not close to the Lord before that. And I remember one morning, the Lord had been speaking to me before that even happened. And I thought that was so crazy because I was like, God, I'm not even close to you, but you're pursuing me anyway. Wow, and I woke up one morning. This was kind of like the last big thing that happened before my world completely changed. I woke up and I heard this audible voice say, if you would just do what I'm asking you to do, I would have so much waiting for you.
Wow.
And that moment changed my life. It sent me into a season that was possibly one of the darkest and toughest seasons I'll like ever experience, but also the most beautiful, life-giving season of experiencing God in ways I had never before. So like, that's why I'm so passionate about girls that go through breakups, because it's like that really can, God can use that to propel you into a season where you get closer to Him than ever before.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that He used that season for me too. Yeah. So I would just say throw your plans out the window and let God do His thing.
Like in the Jurassic World movie that just came out, we were talking about this just last night. They said, the plan is whatever happens.
That's a life motto.
Shout out to Jurassic World.
Hey, you gotta love a good movie analogy, right? I love that so much. And I love that, I love how you said you heard this, audible voice, you knew it was the Lord, and then you walked into one of the darkest seasons of your life. And so sometimes you can hear the voice of the Lord, and you can truly be walking in the will of God, and you still are gonna walk into a hard time, because a lot of times that surrender moment is really hard, because what God was requiring of you is to let something go that you were really comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And that is a really hard thing to do, but the blessing on the other side of it, once you got past the surrender, once you got past the just the heartache and the feelings and all the things, God had so much good for you. And so just, I think so many people, it's like, oh, I think God said to do this. And they think, okay, well, I'm going to break up with the guy, or I'm going to do the job, or I'm going to whatever it is. And they're like, what the heck, God? Why is this so hard? But that is part of the process, to getting to the blessing. So I think that's really cool.
I remember that being like, God, what are you doing? Like, you said, you would have all these things, and now I'm in this season I have never walked through before.
Yeah.
And it's cool now, this is 3 or 4 years later, to look back and see, God knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
The blessings, the friendships, truly, I don't believe I would have gotten close with her if I hadn't had that, because I wouldn't have gotten in her car and been blah, 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 spilled my whole story to her.
That's cool.
But God, he definitely knows what he's doing.
I love that. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere,
anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends. Y'all, we all grew up at camp around here. We are camp kids. We love camp, love a good camp game, camp song. All of it is so fun. Summers at camp are definitely awesome. And my kids are too young for camp, so I got to have some other things to entertain them. And KiwiCo is a great way to bring camp right to your door. Some of the fun of camp, at least. KiwiCo delivers some seriously fun learning games for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. Every month, kids receive crates packed with projects and items to help them explore science, technology, and art in ways that will capture their attention no matter what their age. So I mentioned our love for camp. My mom actually was the craft director at camp all my life. And so she was always doing new crafts and teaching us crafts and led all the kids in that. And so it really is fun to get to do some crafts with the kids at home, especially with KiwiCo, because they always have an educational element to them for no matter what age your kids are. So even Honey, the little crafts that KiwiCo has sent are great because it's teaching her things that I might not necessarily think to teach her at this age, but through a fun way, it helps her. KiwiCo will help you engage your child's natural curiosity and encourage them to be an innovator and creative thinker. They'll learn new skills and new connections and build the confidence that they need to navigate through the world. We have loved watching Honey and Haven grow and learn, and thankfully, KiwiCo has made it so much fun along the journey. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb.
Okay, so Elizabeth, you're a little bit like me, and you, you know, had a couple relationships.
Yeah.
You know, y'all are both in a relationship now, but you had a couple breakups, a couple relationships, and you were completely opposite. You were like, you know what? And everybody said, like, you're just gonna find someone awesome one day. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be awesome, and it's kind of starting to happen. But for you, like, for a long time, you were single. You were single through most of college.
22 years.
Okay, come on. Yeah, she said all my life. Talk to me about that, because what was so cool about you is, like, you weren't just, like, single like the world is single in the sense of, like, oh, I want a boyfriend. Why am I single? Why am I this? Like, you owned it. Like, you rocked it. You were, like, totally content. So why? How? Give us all the tips.
Well, I would say, like, in a general sense, I was very content. Like, I just really wanted to, like, step into the season I was in and just, like, enjoy it for what it was.
Yeah.
And that helped me a lot with actually being content. But, of course, like, I would go through seasons where, like, I did feel lonely. Or, like, one of my friends would get in a relationship and I'd be like, oh, man, like, I kind of want that.
Yeah.
But, like, overall, I do really think that, like, God bless me with contentment.
That's cool.
And I used to say that I wanted to, like, be in two relationships before I ever started dating. Sorry, this isn't three under the bus. But then whenever, like, me and Elizabeth got so close and she would just tell me, like, how heartbroken she was. And, like, that was so hard. I was like, God, I think I want to find the one and then that'd be cool. And then I was like, honestly, and I feel like that is, like, what has happened. And I think it really was God's protection, was just allowing me not to have to go through that. And
good.
Instead of learning it for myself, like, I that learned it cool. for myself, but I learned it through
Elizabeth. No, that is cool. Yeah. And I think, like, contentment really does save you from a lot of heartache, and just in general, not just in relationships, like in all aspects of life. When you're content, it saves you from bitterness, it saves you from resentment, it saves you from wishing you had someone else had. And so I love that. I think that's so cool. And look, hey, sometimes, like me, you gotta kiss a lot of frogs, right? It happens. Everybody learns a different way.
I love it.
Okay, so now let's talk about how y'all came on Team LO, because it was actually kind of a fun story of how I even met y'all. So when I moved back, I was like, you know, struggling to make community because I was like, I'm from here, but I didn't have friends here. Yeah. Like, all my friends from high school had gone off to college and moved to different places. Mm-hmm. I had moved to Nashville. I've been gone for so long. And I come back and I'm like, okay, where are my friends at? You know, because I was coming from such a good community.
Yeah.
And I actually saw your friend Summer on Instagram who like had just been to Passion. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool because we went to high school together. She was at Passion. We have something we could connect on. So I like reached out and I was like, do you want to go to coffee? Like maybe this could be a good friend. So I went to coffee, hung out. And then after meeting her, I was like, you know what? I just need to start a Bible study. If I start a Bible study, that would just be like great for a community. I need to get in the Word with people. It would be great. And invited Summer. And I was like, hey, invite people, whoever you know. And she brought y'all.
That was us. You were the ones.
And she brought y'all. Yeah. And at the time, like, LO was like growing so much, except for like our team was literally so small. It was me, Morgan, Court, and Steph. And we were like, what are we going to do? Like, we can't sustain, like, all that God is doing, open doors for us with just us. Like, we need a bigger team. But I'm like, I didn't know the first thing about hiring people. Like, I was like, how does this even happen? Because with Court and Steph and Morgan, it just came so naturally. Like, we just met. We were so close. It just happened. And so I was like, how do I even hire people? So I'm like, ask the Bible study. I'm like, does anybody happen to want a job? I'm not really sure. It looks like these could be part-time or maybe even an internship. Because, like, we didn't even know what we needed. Like, we did not know anything. And that's just a tip for leaders, especially young leaders out there who are listening. Like, you don't know what you don't know, you know? And you have to just kind of learn the hard way sometimes. So I asked y'all and all of y'all. It was funny because I asked your friend group and I was hoping like one of you would say yes. And all of you said yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shoot. Because it was like, how am I going to pick just one of them? I was like, that would be horrible because, like, y'all are all, like, best friends. Yeah. And so I ended up going to lunch with, like, all of y'all. And what was crazy is I just got pregnant with Honey. And I remember when I had lunch with y'all, I was literally, like, I'd be like, I had to go to the bathroom. I would just be, like, throwing up.
Oh,
was,
my
like,
gosh.
Morning sick.
I actually do remember that.
I know. So we had, like, a funny first meeting. But I remember genuinely, like, struggling because I was looking at all of y'all and I was like, I don't know if I can, like, hire them all because, like, financially I don't think we can do that. I was like, but I love all of them. Like, how are we going to do this? And ended up hiring y'all. But it's crazy because y'all have had different jobs throughout the process, especially Olivia. So so what made y'all even interested in being a part? Because I know, like, this is ministry and y'all have said, like, y'all both felt called to ministry. But what was it in your life that kind of gave you this calling to pursue ministry?
Well, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go first.
Well, I wouldn't say that, like, my whole life I knew I was called to ministry.
Yeah.
Like, I went to college and I was a marketing major.
Cool.
And so, like, freshman, sophomore year, I was like, okay, I'll probably, like, just be in business, get a marketing job somewhere, and, like, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
And then when everything started, like, happening and I came in and I, like, became an intern for Live Original, it was like, okay, like, I actually really love this. And it was like, I didn't expect that to happen, but I knew that that's, like, where I was supposed to be.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But she's always kind of known, huh?
Yeah, when I went through that season, when I got so close to the Lord, it was, like, instantly I just knew that ministry was something He'd placed on my heart. And y'all, I was in nursing school before that, so I was like, okay, that is a big jump, but
awesome.
I knew that the Lord was calling me to ministry, and I knew that I loved to write. I loved, during that season, like, I just started writing all the time, and it just, I fell in love with it, and I started praying, like, that I would be able to do the two together somehow, and I don't even know if you knew that, but that night at Bible study when you came up and you said, we're hiring, like, these new positions, I don't know exactly what it'll look like, but one of them you said, I'm hiring a writing position.
Uh-huh.
And I remember in that moment, I was like, it doesn't even matter if, like, I actually have that position or not. That was just a moment that God was
so
like,
cool.
Look, I can do both. Like, I have the capacity to do both. And so, yeah, then we started working here, and it was just so, like,
like Livy said, just clear that this is where the Lord called us to be.
Well, it was really cool because, like I said, I didn't know about hiring. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to, I need this. I'm going to see who's good at that. Like, who has the giftings for that? So I was like, we're doing social media. We need writing. We need a personal assistant. We need all these things. And each of y'all actually fit in the giftings that we needed, which was really intentional. It wasn't just like, I mean, we say like, oh, that's random, but it was clearly God's intention, which is really cool. And also just for those listening, like being called into ministry, ministry is all things, right? Like you can do ministry wherever you are, but actually working for a ministry just means like you're working for someone or something or a brand or a ministry that's literally like doing all things to push the gospel forward. So whether you're in nursing school, you can still be in ministry, ministering in nursing, but this is specifically ministry in the sense of everything we do is ministry. So I just think that's really cool. So Olivia, I want to talk to you about this because you have, you really have had like three different jobs for Elo. And like you started, what did you originally start as?
An intern.
An intern.
I interviewed for a personal assistant, and then you reached back out and you said, would you like to be an intern? And I said, of course.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
So you were an intern, and then you became my personal assistant. Then I was like, I don't think you're in the right place here. And so I was like, look, I don't want to let you go because I love who you are, and you're an incredible teammate, but I don't think this is the perfect fit. Would you be an intern while I figure this out? Now, mind you, everyone listening, I understand this is a hard thing that I was asking because basically I was saying, we can't pay you, but I hate to see you leave. So will you just, can you stay? And tell, just talk about that moment and your response in that moment, because that was a weird moment. Like, not everybody walks through that moment where it's like, hey, we're going to have a little change here because we're not in the perfect fit yet, but I love you. What was going through your head?
Well, I remembered in that moment, and you remember too, I guess, but whenever you called me that day and offered me like the position to be your personal assistant, I was like, well, yeah, like I would love to do that. And then I sat there and I thought, and I was like, okay, there are a couple of things that I probably should think about. And then I called you and I remember I said, well, first I was going to Hawaii for like 2 months. And I was like, I feel like I should probably tell you this because I'm going to be gone for 2 months in a couple of weeks. And I know that could probably change some things. But that was when you were having honey. And so that in itself just was really cool. And then I was like, I just love like Live Original so much and like what it stands for. I don't want anything to ever happen that like if I didn't, if like the position wasn't for me, I still want to like be with Live Original. And then so you saying that like meant so much whenever we went back and we're talking. And you were like, but I, like, I still want you here. And I was like, I still want to be here.
Which is crazy. So I remember you saying that on the phone. You were like, truly, like, if this isn't a fit for me, like, I don't want to lose what we have, what I have at LO. And I remember when I was thinking about this, I was like, okay, like, we'll see if that's true. Because a lot of people can say stuff like that, but then when it comes to the moment, it, they can get defensive or they can get like, well, why or whatever. But you were like, okay. And then you said, actually, I've been wanting to share something with you.
And so I had had this idea like stirring up in my head for a couple months before. And the only person I had really talked about it to was Elizabeth, about just going out, like working for Live Original and then going and visiting college campuses, like just traveling to college campuses. Because college, like while I was in college and now after I'm out of college, I'm just like very passionate about like, about college students and like about what they go through. And I think it's such a special time. And I've always had a love for like just college life, everybody being kind of in the same stage and just like really stepping into where you are in college. And so I had this idea to just travel and meet college girls, like just person to person. Because a lot of what a Live Original is just like online, you know? And so I kind of told you about that idea. I was like, actually, since we're talking, let me run this by you and see what you think. And then you're like, I love that. Like, we've always kind of wanted to do something like that, but never had the people to. And so I was like, wow. So, like, I am not personal assistant anymore, so that's kind of sad. But also, like, all my dreams could come true.
It was, like, this moment of, like, okay, okay. But what I wanted to point out on that is, like, there are moments where, like, God's going to turn the page of your story, you know? And you were, like, on board with it. You were like, okay, like, I don't know what this means. I don't know what this looks like, and I am kind of sad that I'm kind of losing this job. And I'm about to step into not getting paid for a season and just interning for y'all, hopefully for college credit, which you had to figure out with your college, all that kind of stuff.
I got it.
Okay, good. We got that college credit for college credit and stuff. And I have this dream of where I might be going, but I'm losing what I know. And I think that so many people, they can't, they cannot find contentment in that unsecure ground. It feels shaky. It's like, well, what does this mean? I need to figure it out. I need to figure out what the future looks like. I need to figure out what this looks like. But you were so still in that moment. Mm-hmm. And I was so struck by that. I was like, this is awesome. You're so steady. And now, fast forward, not even that long. I mean, when...
That was like November.
That was like November. Yeah. That so like great. Less than a year has gone by. Now, you are actually acting as Steph, who's the president of LO's personal assistant, and you are thriving in that space because the things that you're doing under her were different than you were doing under me, and you're actually thriving in that space, and you and Elizabeth actually are going to go out on the road, which we're going to talk about, and I want to tell your side of the story, too.
Yeah,
so shout out to just that contentment and that stillness, because so many girls, I think you can learn from that. You know, like, God's turning the page of your life, you know? Like, you might be losing one thing to step into another, and there might be a little season in the middle that's going to be requirement, that's going to have a requirement of faith. And that faith, man, lean into it, because so much goodness has come on the other side. Just like your story with the breakup. Like, there is a season where it's going to require faith, but hang on, because God has something on their side. So for that, it was literally one day. The whole day, I was like, I literally woke up that morning, and I was like, I have to have two conversations today. I have to go talk to Olivia, and I have to go talk to Elizabeth. And so I went and talked to you. I told you about that. You responded greatly, and you told me that you had this idea that you haven't wanted to tell me yet about, and you hadn't told anybody yet.
And I was actually planning on telling you that day, too.
That's kind of crazy.
I was like, since we're already talking.
That's crazy. Way to just go ahead and tell me anyways after that moment. So so then I'm like, okay, I literally go from this conversation. I'm like, that did not go how I expected. That was cool, because I'm like, I thought you might be upset. I didn't know what was going to happen. You were like, yes, I want to stay. And not only do I want to stay, but like, here's this incredible idea that I've had. So then I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay, now I got to touch Elizabeth. And I need to go talk to you because you were, you know, coming to the end of your like college career. And I'm like, what are you going to do after? Are you serious about this job? Do you like it? How are you doing in your life? Whatever. So I'm just having a serious conversation with you. And then you start to open up, and let's talk about this conversation.
Yes. Okay, this was actually crazy that day, because I remember Olivia, I guess this is when you were talking to Sadie, I was sort of, like, sitting at the table, I was like, where is Olivia? I haven't seen her forever. So I had no idea what y'all were even talking. And so after that, after you finished, you came in, and you were like, oh, can I talk to you for a minute? I was like, yeah. And so we started talking about post-college plans, like, what the plan was. And before this, like, a few months before, I had really felt the Lord just calling me to missions, and that is crazy, because, like, I don't even have, like, it's not like I have this, like, burning passion for missions. I just knew from the Lord that, like, this is what he was calling me to. And at the same time, I was like, oh, okay, well, I love Live Original, and I know the Lord's calling me to missions. So for, like, 3 months straight, I was praying this prayer that if the Lord wanted both of them to happen together, that he would get Sadie to call me in her office and talk about this. Y'all, it was so
stupid. You even said that, because you said you would have never said it to me unless
I told the Lord, I was like, I would never want to, like, bring it up. And she called me in, and that's another moment. I sat down, and she just, like, explained everything, and I was like, okay, well, like, here's the thing, like, I really love Live Original, and I also feel called to missions, and I don't even think I said anything about combining the two. I was like, I really feel called to missions, so I don't know exactly what that will look like. And you said, well, that's crazy.
I just thought the best
thing. I was like, I literally just was talking to Olivia, and I thought, like, okay, y'all must have talked. Like,
no. We had talked to each other about, like, our separate
things. Yes.
But we never thought
to maybe put the two together.
Which is crazy. So I'm like, I just talked to Olivia, and she wants to do this thing about going to college campuses and ministering to students. And here you are saying you want to do missions, but you love LO. And I was like, what if that's what it looks like? And you're like,
oh. It's like, wait a second. It's like,
But isn't it crazy how, like, God goes so before us? Yeah. And I always say this, like, I feel like God, like, I mean, this might not be true, but I feel like it's true. It's like heaven is, like, leaning over the clouds, like, waiting for us to realize what God's been doing. Wow. It's like, oh, she's gonna see it today. Mm-hmm. Like, she's gonna figure it out. Like, they're gonna have this conversation. And they're about to put it together, what God's been doing all along. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that was a day where literally we got to see, like, what God had been planning for so long. And so after that, I said, okay, well, we all, like, truly, we actually have wanted to do this for a long time. We've actually gone to college campuses and done free events just to pour into college students and do worship and do nights of worship and stuff like that, and messages and whatnot. We've gone to sororities and we've talked to all the presidents. We've gathered meetings. Like, Elo has done that in the past. Yeah. I said, but we're at the point now where I have a family. I can't go do that all the time, but we've wanted the girls who can. And I was like, y'all are the perfect two because y'all just graduated college. You get the culture. You understand it. Y'all have a burning, like, passion for it. So I'm like, this is perfect. But I'm like, y'all gotta go come up with a plan. And because I don't have time to do this. If y'all come up with a plan, y'all have come up with a really, really cool plan. So before we even go into that and, like, what y'all are kind of wanting this to be and what y'all wanted to do, Olivia, talk to me about why. Like, why are you so passionate about what college people struggle with? Is it because you went through that? Is it because you relate to that, or do you see a need for that? All of the above. Yeah. What is that? Where does that come from?
Well, another thing about just, like, God's intentionality, it's really fun to look back at, like, what I'm going to do now, and then just, like, realizing, okay, I've always, like, loved college life, and, like, I really am passionate about, like, I know how it is to walk through struggles, and I know, like, what can come at you in college and, like, really not know what to do. And so I was always very passionate about that from, like, freshman year of college, because freshman year of college, like, it was a struggle for me. Like, I feel like I've always kind of been a person, like, happy-go-lucky, carefree, never really had any issues. But then freshman year, like, I got hit for the first time. Like, I was lonely, and I don't know, I was struggling. It was just hard for me to make connections. Yeah. And so, like, I did have a very good and solid college experience, and I met so many good friends, like Elizabeth. But also, I did go through the struggles, and I am very passionate about, like, helping people get through those struggles.
Yeah.
And so, just that in itself, like, was such a big push for me to, I guess, have the idea and bring it up to you. And just, I don't know. I just feel like it'd be so cool to go to campuses and just talk to girls about, like, their struggles and what they're going through, and being like, look, I was in that, like, 3 years ago. I totally understand. And just relating to them in that, and just giving them advice
and leading
that,
like, with the vulnerability that y'all's friendship began on. Because what I've realized in college campuses is, like, the minute that I ask a girl in a sorority beside her sister, like, hey, tell me about your family, it's like, like, it's like, okay, now I have to get a little bit deeper, or it's like, it's like a side of me that's not as pretty, or a side of me you don't want to see. And as soon as they share, it's, like, amazing, because the sisters will be like, girl, me too. Like, I get that. And it, like, bonds you whenever you have this, like, common thing. But so many of us, like, we just try to relate on, like, the fun things and the hashtags and the pretty looks and the we wear these colors and we do this. But it's, like, also let's relate on the real things, too, and the Jesus things. But what I love about y'all and what I think is really cool about y'all going to colleges is, like, y'all are such strong Christians who love the Lord, but you also genuinely love college. You love the things that college brings. You love your sororities. You love the sisterhood of that. And I think a lot of times Christians are like, okay, well, like, we hate what colleges do, like, people do in college, and we hate Greek life and blah, 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 and we're gonna, like, try to bring people away from that. And y'all are like, no, let's bring Jesus into that. Like, this is actually could be really cool, and Jesus is really amazing, and let's bring the two together, yeah. because if Jesus gets into the hearts of the people in college, like, amazing things happen. Yep. And you're, like, meeting people where they're at. You're not trying to, like, go in and bring people out of that. Like, you're, like, going in and bringing Jesus into right where they're yeah. at, and meeting people where they're at. And, I mean, I think that a lot of people in college and sororities, and this is not just to sororities, just keep going there, I think they genuinely want that. It's just they don't know how to start that. Yeah. Yeah. And so I think it's going to be cool. Because y'all are going to get to go in and help kickstart that, help get mm-hmm. behind people who are like, hey, so trying to start something here, but I don't know how to do it. You're like, okay, let yeah. us help. Like, let's start the Bible study. Yeah. Let's lead a moment.
Yep. And even in college, in my sorority, like, me and a few other girls were like, let's start a Bible study. Mm-hmm. And we started a Bible study, and like 20, 30 people, girls.
That's awesome.
Like, girls showed up.
That's awesome.
And so just like, seeing like what you were saying, once you start it, everybody's gonna be like, oh yeah, like yeah. me too, like I've been wanting to do something like this.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And then now, like, hopefully we take that experience and then we start Bible studies yeah. in sororities like all across the country.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, it's cool too, because like the work that God does in your life never affects just you. Like, yeah. it affects everyone around you. And that was one thing that I feel like we both felt in our walk with yeah. the Lord, that, like, God really has blessed us so much and, like, allowed us to have this, like, super intimate relationship with Him that, like, we want to go and share that with yeah. other people. Like, we want other people to experience that. And we know, like, what a pivotal moment in your life college is. And, like, yeah. that's the time where you're figuring out, like, what are you going to do? Like, where is the Lord calling you and yeah. stuff? And there's so many directions you could go. And so we're mm-hmm. just excited that's to good. Be able to lead them in this direction.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I love that. And that's so true. There are, like, so many directions you can go. And I think that's why people get, like, so much anxiety in college. Mm-hmm. I think that's where that, like, purpose anxiety comes into play. Because, yeah. like, what am I going to do? I could do so many things. And I think, like, if you've listened to the things that we're saying, that God is in every page turn. He's in mm-hmm. every chapter. He's in every yeah. book. Every book of your life. Every page of your life. Every chapter yep. that you turn. Like, He is there. You yeah. will not mess it up if you're following His voice. You will not so mess true. It up if you're following His plan. And guess what? If you do, and if you go somewhere that you're like, this was probably not the best decision, He will reroute you. Yep. And yep. so just take the pressure off yourself to be like, I have to know what my future is. You won't know what your future is. You actually probably don't even want to know what your future is, because it'd probably freak you out if you do, because you'd be like, how am I going to get from here to there? Like, just let God walk with you, you know? And so I'm so glad you're going to do this. So Elizabeth, yeah. talk to us about what this is going to look like. In a sense, I mean, you don't have to go in detail, but what does this look like? And for people who want to, like, be like, hey, come to my college, how can they reach out to y'all and get involved, if y'all even know those details yet?
Yeah. So
it's a work in process.
It's, yeah, we'll tell you all we know so far. So we're super excited. Basically, we'll just be going around to different college campuses, hosting Bible studies with sororities. We'll be leading worship nights and getting, like, local, like, campus ministries to help with that and everything, and just, like, ministering to girls and just people on campus. And we'll be set up on each campus for about 3 days mm-hmm. and stuff. So if we come yeah. to campus, come see
we
us.
We want to be able to yes. set up and just, like, yeah. come talk to us. Like, yeah, come have a conversation.
Yeah.
And just being there for a few days, and then inviting girls to Bible studies. And yeah. then
so good.
Worship night. End it all with a worship night.
I love yeah. it. I love it. That's it's going to be so fun. Good. I'm so jealous. I'm not going to mm-hmm. be at everyone. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to pop it on sub. Because yeah, I'm not going to be able to sometimes. Stay away. But this is so cool. So if you're wondering how you can get involved with this, because this is going to be amazing. Getting involved simply looks like reaching out to the LO Sister app Instagram page. So we have an app, but you actually can just reach out on our Instagram through direct messages to LO Sister app page, and let us know. Maybe you're someone in college who's like, look, I actually really need help getting a Bible study started. Maybe, you know, if you're a sorority chaplain, this could be an awesome thing for you. They've even talked about going and staying in sorority houses. So mm-hmm. if anybody wants to host them and open up their home, we'd love that. And also, if you're a campus ministry listening who wants to get involved, because we will need help with worship, we'll need help with that, please reach out to Ellis Strap Instagram and connect with Elizabeth and Olivia. Y'all, I'm so stoked. This is going to be amazing.
So yeah, we really are and so excited.
It's coming up soon.
It's going to be so cool. We're about to get started. I always feel like it sounds like a mom when you say you're proud of someone, but like as like a true friend, like I'm so proud of y'all. Like when I met y'all at Bible study, I did not know God was going to have this much for us together in life, and I'm so grateful for that.
Me too.
And when I met y'all, I was like desperate for friendship and desperate for people to work with, and God answered two of those things for y'all. Wow. I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. So thanks for telling your story, and thanks for going out on the road. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're excited. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.